Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brooke Gladstone, in for Brian Lehrer. Yesterday, I spoke with Lenore Scanese about the new city initiative to promote breastfeeding of newborns in New York City hospitals. Like many other public health initiatives of late, it's kicked up a ruckus over the state seeming to dictate what we eat, or in this case, what our babies eat. Lenore Scanese worried that moms who choose formula over breastfeeding would be made to experience a sense of unworthiness even before they got their baby home. And we heard a lot from listeners through calls and comments, including a list of myths and facts about Latch On New York, that's the name of the program, posted by a spokesperson for the Bloomberg administration. So we're following up with Debbie Kaplan, Assistant Commissioner in the Bureau of Maternal, Infant, and Reproductive Health at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Debbie, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
So a lot of the pushback I've seen on this program is that it second guesses women's choices about feeding their babies. Is that a myth?
That is absolutely a myth. Latch On New York City is specifically about supporting mothers who have chosen to breastfeed and to respect mothers' choice. That is the whole point of it. And what we've found is that 90% of mothers start breastfeeding their babies. So we know that the intent is there, but that very quickly there's a drop-off. And what we hear from mothers when we've surveyed them about why they stop breastfeeding, the most common reason is that they were worried their baby wasn't getting enough milk. And so we've joined with two-thirds of the maternity hospitals in New York City, that's 27 out of the 40, to put in an initiative that supports mothers who come to the hospital deciding they want to breastfeed and making sure that those practices that can get in the way of that choice are changed so that mothers get the support they need to be successful if that's what they want to do.
Okay, but that isn't the part that people are complaining about. Support is always good, and you say you want to support mothers who breastfeed. The thing is, what about the support for the mothers who don't? You're saying if women object to this program, they're actually objecting to an already existing hospital regulation, right? That's New York State's Breastfeeding Bill of Rights from 2010?
Well, yes. The Bill of Rights is really about making sure mothers have the accurate information to make an informed decision about how they want to feed their baby. You know, from the moment women become pregnant, they are now bombarded by information and advertisements through around formula. And when they get to the hospital, you know, generally mothers have made a decision on how they want to feed their baby. And when they come in, if they say, I'm formula feeding my baby, they've already received information from the hospitals and in prenatal about breastfeeding.
But hold on just a moment here. You said that 90% of women want to breastfeed their babies.
Correct.
So we're talking about 10%.
Yes.
And you're suggesting, or at least you suggested right now, that that's because they were bombarded with information.
No, not at all. What I'm saying is that there's a lot of advertisement around formula that mothers are exposed to. And then they come to the hospital, and in the hospital, if they've decided that they want to breastfeed, then there are practices that can interfere with that. So in the first 48 hours, the first 2 days when mothers are in the hospital, if they are breastfeeding and then their baby is given formula and they haven't requested that or that they receive it anyway, then it can interfere with their ability to successfully breastfeed. And that's because it's a supply and demand type of situation. So when the mother starts to breastfeed, when the baby nurses, it stimulates her body to make more milk. And if she doesn't have that stimulation, then her body won't make enough. If the baby's tummy is full of formula, then the mother's body won't know that it needs more stimulation to make more breast milk.
Do you think that most mothers don't? That's pretty basic information. You think that most mothers don't have that information?
I think what sometimes happens and why we're so excited that so many hospitals have joined on is that mothers right after the baby is born don't really necessarily know.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that they know that if they want to breastfeed, to establish that milk supply, they need to have the baby continuously suck or to pump that milk so that their body will make enough breast milk.
Hospitals joining Latch On New York City have agreed to, quote, enforce the New York State Hospital's regulation to not supplement breastfeeding infants with formula unless medically indicated and documented on the infant's medical chart, and to limit access to infant formula by hospital staff.
Correct.
So that was already in the Breastfeeding Bill of Rights. Does that regulation specify that you cannot get formula unless it's medically indicated?
Absolutely not. And actually, it's not the best. It's the New York State regulations in general. It's not different regulations. So no, absolutely not. What we want to do is we want to make sure that mothers who want to breastfeed, if they encounter difficulties, that what happens is they have staff who can come and show them exactly how to hold the baby properly, how to successfully breastfeed, help them make sure the baby is held properly, how they know about the health benefits, and there are major health benefits for mothers and infants when they are breastfed compared to formula feeding. And we want to make sure that if at that point, even without any medical reason, if the mother says, you know what, I really don't want to breastfeed, I want formula, there will be no obstacle, no lecture, they will be given the formula. We're really working at helping hospital staff have the skills and expertise to know how to support moms. And I should add that this is one specific initiative that's targeting those 2 to 3 days when a mom is in the hospital, just getting off to a good start if you want to breastfeed. But in addition, the health department has trained over 900 nurses so that we make sure on the floors of every hospital there are staff who, for a mom who needs that support, and many, you know, it's hard to start breastfeeding.
Yes. When
many, many mothers who want to breastfeed will say it's not so easy, no matter how natural people say it is.
Debbie, I want to play something for you. This is a call we got yesterday from Sarah in Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. I'm a working mother. It is impossible, in my experience and experience of my friends, to breastfeed your baby fully. And so we're saying, women, we want you in the workforce. We want you to do and be a mother and breastfeed. It's, even if you're pumping in the workforce, it's expensive. You need a $400 machine. You have to buy the bags. You have to buy the pads. You have to get nursing bras. You have to have special shirts for nursing. I mean, it really is a huge burden on the mother that no one's talked about.
What do you say to Sarah?
So I say first, I totally agree with her that for women to successfully breastfeed, they need support in many places. The hospital is about starting right on day one. It's about this initiative, Latch On New York City, is about the first 2 to 3 days.
Right.
And even no matter how long, every amount of breastfeeding is good. And not every, women will breastfeed for different amounts of time, and they will decide that. But for women who want to breastfeed, 90% of mothers, they need the support to get off to a good start so they can breastfeed their baby as long as they want. You know, another New York State requirement is that all employers, regardless of the size of the place, have to provide mothers with time to and a place that's private to pump if they want to. That doesn't mean that all mothers will take up that choice, but it's supposed to be provided by law by any employer. So really, mothers need support in many different places. They need it prenatally from their provider while they're pregnant and making their decision, because most mothers
And after. But I want to ask you one last question, because we're just about out of time. The city cites statistics, as you said, that 90% of New York City mothers start breastfeeding. However, by the time the baby reaches 2 months, only 31% of New York City mothers are still exclusively breastfeeding. So are you fixing a problem that doesn't exist? Seems like the hospitals are doing just fine.
Evidence has shown that mothers who want to breastfeed and are supplemented with formula, or who receive free hospital discharge bags with formula, it makes mothers feel like perhaps their milk is not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so often the rapid decline is associated with the supplementation and giving out free formula that makes mothers feel they're getting a message that it's not, that their milk cannot be enough, and they're not successful. And as I said, the biggest reason mothers give for stopping breastfeeding is that they did not feel they were producing enough milk.
Okay.
If the baby is supplemented, then they actually might not make enough milk because it starts a vicious cycle. And so this is just about those first 2 days. And I should also just correct one other myth, which is that we are not making it women unable to get formula. It is not being kept under so-called locked up. It is being toothpaste in hospitals is kept away from the mother's bedside, because hospitals need to keep track of everything they give out. And we are simply hospitals are simply agreeing to treat formula in the same way where they keep track of it, where it isn't in the baby's bassinet, but that it's someplace where they can keep track and help reinforce the hospital staff's need to support moms who want to be successful and who've chosen to breastfeed.
Okay, Debbie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Debbie Kaplan is Assistant Commissioner in the Bureau of Maternal, Infant, and Reproductive Health of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. This is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC Radio, New York Public Radio. I'm Brooke Gladstone filling in for Brian. Up next, is everything you think you know about early man and where we came from wrong? I'll talk to the author of a new book with some surprising claims about our origins as a species.